I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The practical suggestions I've learned through the years on ways to honor, and the word honor again means value, esteem, treasure, prize your wife, first of all, by trusting her gut. I've learned through the years that Marilyn has a sixth sense, kind of a radar system that can anticipate issues, problems, difficulties in my life. And when I listen to her and guard her words, things go better. When I don't, I oftentimes step in stuff, and I've learned that through the years. Secondly, I honor her by being a man of God, that I don't look to her to be my life. I look to Jesus to be my life. Thirdly, by encouraging her gifts. She's uniquely gifted, so I've helped her in every way that I possibly can explore her speaking giftedness, her writing giftedness, her leadership giftedness. Fourth, by respecting her opinion. I want to know what she feels about things. I want to know who she's reading, who's teaching her, from where she's learning. And when she gives me her opinion, I need to honor that opinion. Fifth, by asking her this very important question often, how's your heart? That when we're together, every Friday we take that day off, we disconnect from the church, we unplug our phones, and we go out and have coffee together and just talk. And as often as I can, I ask her the question, how's your heart? Because as Proverbs 4 says, the heart is the wellspring of all life. Sixth, I also honor her by sharing my heart with her. When we're together, when I share my heart with her, she realizes that I really do care enough that I want her to know what's going on inside of me. Seventh, I honor her by being a guardian and a gardener of my home. I'm a guardian in not letting evil come into it. I'm a gardener by planting the nutrients of grace, God's word, and other spiritual values in our home. And seventh and finally, I honor her by using my words wisely. I find phrases and things that I know that build her up that I speak to her over and over and over again. Again, Proverbs 8:21 says, life and death is in the tongue. So I realize my words toward her can either tear her down or build her up. So I purposefully found phrases through the years that I speak to her over and over again to build her up.
Good summary. Marilyn, give you an opportunity to do the same. What are those great ways to honor your husband?
Yeah, like I said, it was like looking in the rearview mirror to see what we've been doing all these years. I alluded to the first one earlier, and that is first to become a strong woman of God. If I want to honor David, I need to first become strong, and I do a study of Genesis 2 and how the Lord said, in observing all that he had created, that it wasn't good for Adam to be alone, so he made a helper that was suitable for him. And there are lots of different translations and definitions of that word, but the Hebrew is ezer, and it's actually a military term. It's a very strong word. And so the implication is if I'm to be an ezer, I'm to be strong for David, that's one of the best ways of honoring him.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.